If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Rebel Nation, are you ready? It's time for the Cannon Motors of Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline.
He gets the blocks he needs. He's in the end zone. Touchdown, Ole Miss.
Right up the middle, David. Big gaping hole opened up.
Touchdown, Ole Miss. Jackson Dart houses it.
Gary Darby, Chuck Roundsville, Yancey Porter, and Gordon Ford bring you the latest on everything going on with Ole Miss Athletics.
It's on the turf, and the Rebels recover it.
Gets control in the dunk. Oh, my
goodness gracious.
Don't sit on the sidelines. Be part of the show. Text in your questions or comments at 662-426-1093. That's 662-426-1093.
I guess you don't have to, but you need to.
He hits one high and deep left field. Kane shading the eyes at the track, and it is gone.
Let's get to it. Here's your host, Gary Darby.
Hello, friends. July 15th, 2024. Time to do another one of these programs. The Cannon Motors of Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline. Gary, Chuck, Yancey, all together. Jay Thompson joins us back end of the show from Dallas and SEC Media Days. That means it's football time, right?
Oh, 2 weeks away.
I know it.
I mean, it's no time.
It is time to go.
Yeah. Chucky, why are you not in Dallas?
I said Jake.
I know, but you need to be down there.
Dallas, uh-uh. I'm not going out to Dallas. I didn't leave anything in Dallas.
You know that you used to watch that show Dallas. Everybody watched Dallas. JR.
No, I didn't.
No.
No. I don't watch soap operas.
Wanda did, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm sure she did.
Early part brought to you by First South Farm Credit, 100 years of experience with communities and agriculture. They'll help you through that journey at First South Farm Credit. So, you know, we have SEC Media Days going on in Dallas. Close by, Arlington's got the Major League Baseball draft going on.
That's interesting.
We'll have some discussion on a lot of that as the show goes on. And then we'll talk with Jake there from Dallas on the, at least the Media Days perspective. You don't miss it at all? You don't miss being
No.
Why is it in Dallas anyway?
That's
because
the problem.
Texas and Oklahoma are coming into the league, and you're given the first
it's silly. Put down. It in a central location. Birmingham was perfect.
Yeah.
And, you know, but people complain, said, well, Alabama and Auburn have an advantage. An advantage of what? I mean, what? That's centrally located. Just go to Birmingham, Hoover, and have it.
And I will say, in trying to get some audio, which we're going to have one little clip from Lane and one from Jackson, and Jackson Dart, and trying to find some, it was most of the Texas and Oklahoma reporters who were obviously there asking the current, whether it was Ole Miss or Vandy or LSU or whatever, how about playing Texas and Oklahoma? Well, we've been playing, you know, and all the answers are, well, we've been playing Alabama and Georgia, and, you know, yeah, it's going to be tough, but we've seen that a little bit.
Look, I get it, having it 1 year out there for Texas and Oklahoma. I get that, but let's not make a habit of that. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, you can't cater to just two new schools.
No, we got 16 schools. Put it right in the middle.
Yeah, they got to be the pledges for a few years anyway. You can give them the apple and the cake and all of it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's what ran Texas A&M out of the Big 12 is all the favoritism to Texas. And, you know.
Well, that's why you hear rumors of A&M maybe going to Big 10.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
I wish it did. That's hopeful on my part.
Why? Why do you want that? What's your problem with them?
A&M is just, I don't, it's a weird school.
It's a cult.
I know, exactly. So why would you want that in the SEC?
Well, it's fine. They've proven they belong.
Give us some text messages, too, at 662-426-1093. We have a couple of things that are up, and we will get to at that portion of the program as well. But 426-1093, as we get the five things from Yancey now, brought to you by Outback Steakhouse. Our friend Steve Grantham is operating nine of those in Mississippi and Tennessee.
Yeah, first thought of the day, the first 10 rounds of the MLB draft have come and go without a lot of surprises. The Arizona Diamondbacks selected Ole Miss center field signee Slade Caldwell with the 26th overall pick, and Ole Miss outfielder Jackson Ross went in the 10th round. Now all eyes will be placed on the rest of the signees and returnees in rounds 11 through 20. But so far, things could not have gone any better for Ole Miss's squad next season. Thought number two, speaking of the MLB draft, 10 of the top 30 picks came from players playing in the SEC, not signees, but playing. This just goes to show you that you don't have to sign out of high school to make the big bucks. Thought number three, Ole Miss getting their high school All-American shortstop signee, Owen Piano to Pano, I guess is how we're going to
say. I'd say Pano.
Pano to campus is so big on many fronts. They had to get much better out the middle, and now they have their centerpiece for the next 3 years. Thought number four, if Ole Miss can land five-star high school point guard Mikael Brown out of Orlando, they will have a good chance to finish with one of the top five classes in the country. That's never been done before at Ole Miss. And the last thought of the day, I'm hearing Ole Miss quarterback Jackson Dart has taken another big step forward going into the 24 campaign. That's music to my ears.
Well, we've got one text message that says SEC Media Days next year is in Atlanta. So
that's better. That's, what, 5 hours from here?
Yeah, Atlanta's perfect, too.
Yeah. I got no problem with Atlanta.
I like Ross Bridge and the playing that golf course there and all that.
Yeah, I bet you do. Playing from the tips, 8,100 yards.
Hey, you got to buckle up.
You're too old for that.
Got to buckle up, Chucky.
You can't play a 8,100 yard.
No, I can.
Bull. 112.
We got 426-1093 for your text messages. I just realized what the music was in the back. It's the theme to Dallas.
The theme, there you go. Man, who shot JR?
Attaboy.
Chucky act like he couldn't even remember that.
Attaboy,
the number
Rhino.
One sitcom of maybe all time.
Sitcom? I mean,
you know,
soap opera.
It wasn't a soap opera. I mean, soap opera is daytime.
It's a nighttime soap is what it was called.
Well, it was pretty much like a soap opera.
We'll be back, guys. Hang on.
Mississippi, we serve thousands of customers since 1956. We understand that you're not just looking for a vehicle, you're looking for experience that will improve your life. That's why we're proud to offer a team you can trust. From sales to service, when you think car, think Cannon. Test drive a new Chevrolet Blazer or a new Chevrolet Trailblazer at Cannon Chevrolet of Oxford today. And remember, when the smoke clears, nobody beats a Cannon deal. Nobody. Together, let's drive.
Hey, my name is Chris Wade. I'm with First South Farm Credit. When you're looking to buy land, it helps to have someone who can assist you through the process. Land is a special thing. It can serve as an investment or a legacy that you pass down to your children along with the love of the land. That's important. At First South, we offer long-term financing at competitive rates. Call Oxford at 662-234-5015 or Tupelo at 662-842-2454 and become part of the First South family.
Cannon Cleary McGraw is ranked Oxford's number one real estate firm because of fans like you. The agents of Cannon Cleary McGraw are true experts in their field, and it shows with hundreds of five-star reviews and unwavering commitment to their clients. Cannon Cleary McGraw experts specialize in game day condos, seasonal townhomes, and high-end single-family homes. If you are on the sidelines and ready to get in the game, give a Cannon Cleary McGraw agent a call today at 662-371-1000. Tilt the odds in your favor of getting what you want with the best service in Oxford at Cannon Cleary McGraw. Raw Real Estate.
Oxford Orthopedic and Sports Medicine board certified surgeons are specially trained for you and your family. From dad's knee replacement to your son's football injury, leaders in orthopedic care, Oxford Orthopedic can treat any of your orthopedic needs close to home. Locations in Oxford, Batesville, Grenada, Hernando, Cleveland, Calhoun City, and Pontotoc. Official orthopedic team physicians for Ole Miss Athletics. To make an appointment, call 662-513-2000. Or visit oxfordortho.org.
If you're in the market for a fine piece of jewelry, there's only one name to know, Van Atkins. Serving its customers since 1939, Van Atkins has been voted the best estate jeweler in Mississippi multiple times. With great locations to serve you in historic downtown New Albany and on the square in Oxford, Van Atkins is the place to go. Whether it's a piece for yourself or for that special someone, Van Atkins is the easy decision. And like Chuck always says,
you know she's worth it.
You're listening to the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors.
Hit the road, Jack. Don't you come back. Monday nights, we get to discuss with you a little Ole Miss stuff. Actually, I just read a few things. I let Chuck and Yancey do the discussions. I try and stay out of the way. I don't want to show how dumb I can be sometimes.
Oh, you're going to let me show how dumb I am. Thank you.
Me too.
So let's jump into it as we get into here. This part brought to you by Gateway Tire. They've been serving us since 1929, 54 locations across six states. Gateway Tire goes the distance for you. So, you know, we do have the SEC Media Days going. We thought we would bring at least a comment or so from the head coach and from someone else. Let's start with Lane was asked the question, how the Georgia game changed how he thought about his own team and then recruiting.
You know, I think that I guess I said it after the game, you know, we've got to recruit better. And that was not a shot towards our players, because I hate that when it's like, oh, well, the coach is saying, I said, we got to coach better, but we as coaches got to recruit better, even in our thinking of evaluations and so forth. And one of the big things was I just thought, which had happened in a few games here over our time here, really with Alabama and Georgia, was there was a length and size issue. You know, both Kirby and Coach Saban, I mean, you learn from Coach Saban, like, there's an exact profile they recruit to of size. Now, that's not always easy to do everywhere. Everybody would love to have every player, you know, 6'5", but I do think that we addressed that, and I do think that game, and that was glaring. And again, we got to perform really well. We got to practice really well and coach really well, but we're going to look better coming off the bus.
You guys have mentioned that multiple times is watching Chuck. You've said it oftentimes and watching some things, how more physically imposing they look.
Oh, yeah. Start with the offensive line. Got Diego Pound, 6'6", 330. Julius Bulow, 6'8", 320. Nate Kalepo, 6'6", 335. Jerquan Scott, 6'5", 330. Those are just the portal guys. So you got four guys coming in there that are humongous. I mean, that can match up with anybody. And then you flip over to defense. The linebackers are going to be a lot bigger. You bring in Walter Nolan, who's almost a 300-pounder, to go along with J.J. Pegues. Jared Ivey's 280 on one end. Now Princely's not very big, but he's not supposed to be. He's a rush end. So you're longer and bigger, exactly what Lane wanted.
And got longer in the secondary too.
Absolutely.
And recruiting guys for the future. You see mm-hmm. them. They got a cornerback out of Tupelo that's 6'3" been measured. That's verified. You know, they are trying to get longer. That's not by accident that you're seeing this.
Yeah, Traverse Banks was here in spring, the true freshman that they brought in as a safety, 6'2", 195. And he was so good they moved him to corner.
Yeah.
And so you're looking at another guy, like you said, 6'2", corner. None of the safeties and none of the corners are under 6 feet this time, except Jaden Kennedy. The transfer from Tulane, who's probably going to get some playing time. He's 5'11".
Yeah.
You know, so.
He was hurt all last year, but yeah. you liked his raw skill set.
Well, he's fast.
Yeah.
He's fast. He's got a lot of speed. Yeah. He's a little on the small side, so we'll see how much they, you know, trust him. But look at linebacker. You're talking Pooh Paul, 230. T.J. Dudley, 235. Tyler Banks, 235. Raymond Collins, 240. The only kind of, quote, small one in there is Kari Coleman, and he's 6'3". But he doesn't weigh much. He weighs about 220, 225.
A lot of the – it's not only the weight, it's the length, right?
Right.
Getting off those blocks, getting your hands up in there and coverages, you know, just length, like he said, it caused a lot of problems in that Georgia game and got exposed. And where did he get exposed most, right? The Ole Miss offensive line got manhandled.
Yeah.
Jalen went out after the first series, I think it was. Yeah. Pettis went out the week before. And, you know, they weren't really subbing a lot during the season on that mm-hmm. offensive line. And so, you know, when those two went out, it was lights out. So
yeah.
He knew in a hurry he had to have some depth on that offensive line. Not only depth, but get longer and bigger as well.
And we still won 11 games.
Yeah, I know.
He was asked a question, too, about, and as he kept calling it free agency, Lane kept calling it free agency more than the portal, but keeping on the mix of still recruiting the high school kids, because some years you're going to have more coming out of high school mm-hmm. than you do the portal. It just depends on, like a season like that Ole Miss had, you come off 11 wins, and all these guys are coming back. So we didn't have to – they did go in the portal, but may not have had to go as deep as you would have thought with Trey Harris coming back, with some of these other guys that came back along the way.
Well, I thought his answer was perfect to that question. There's no set formula anymore. It's just, what do you need? Do you need some younger guys, some high school guys to develop, or do you need to just go wholehearted into the portal, or you need to go JUCO? You just got to weigh your roster from year to year and react accordingly, whatever you need.
Yeah, yeah.
Jackson Dart addressed the same question. It's a shorter answer, but let's listen to what the quarterback had to say.
I felt like I was really involved in recruiting. I almost felt like I was a part of the recruiting department this offseason, just helping bring in the guys. But I thought our coaches did a tremendous job of making sure that everybody fit the mold of our program and our culture. I feel like the transfer portal recruiting is a lot easier than high school recruiting because, you know, they want to understand the more business side of things and then also understand, like, you know, what's my role going to be and how am I going to be used and how are you guys going to use me in this way, in this way. And, you know, there's not as much things that come along with it. But I thought the biggest thing that they did was choose the right guys and choose the right people to be a part of this program, which has made their transition a lot easier. And then just from, you know, a player standpoint of, you know, us embracing them and try to getting them to buy in as quickly as possible.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you hear that from Jackson, what my role is going to be, how big of a factor that is now with portals. And that's why Lane thrives in the portal era, in my opinion, is that, you know, it's a exciting brand of football, and they put them in positions to make plays, develop, and then later on make money in the NFL, right? That kind of follows another guy that was a legend, Nick Saban. And so when you come out of the portal, you're not worried about, you know, which coach is calling you five times a day telling you're the best ever. You're actually worried on the things that matter while you're in college. It takes you coming out of high school where it's you know, who's giving me the most love, as I remember that word, you know, to, you know, who can develop me and put me in position to make money in the NFL. And so that's just another reason why Lane is thriving in today's market.
Well, number one reason, though, is that the Grove Collective's paying
sure.
them pretty good,
yeah.
too.
Sure, but there's a lot of collectives paying pretty good.
Yeah, I agree.
And that just puts
Ole
Miss on equal footing there. Whereas before, if it wasn't for the Grove, they would be, you know, two hands behind their back. Mm-hmm. That's just putting them on equal footing. But I really do think that Lane, because look, we all know Lane is not some huge recruiter, right? Yeah, he's not, you know, the bubbly guy that wants to go and pat everybody on the back, tell them how great they are. He's all business. And so that wasn't going to make it. I don't think he could have made it in the prior landscape before the NIL and transfer portal, because I don't think he would have gotten enough good players. I really don't, because he just didn't want to put in the time and energy doing that. But the portal era now is all business, and that's what's made Lane Lane.
Well, you know, I agree with that too, but he's also – smart enough to hire guys that do like recruiting.
Sure. But at Ole Miss, in the position that Ole Miss was in, with not quite the money, right, and not quite the blue chip status, you have to have that coach that goes overboard with recruiting, like a Freeze, mm-hmm. Like an Orgeron, some of these coaches. And Lane was not going to do that. Could he have won at Ole Miss? Of course he could have, but he couldn't have gotten to this level, and certainly not consistently without that talent. And he wasn't going to get there unless he had this NIL portal error come up. So it's perfect timing for him.
Don't you think that Ole Miss is getting some guys, though, that – I mean, they know that Trey Harris is in that wide receiver room, who knows they're not going to be the maybe – first option, but guys that are coming to be a part of something special with this group. I can be the number two guy, number three guy, and that's okay. Yeah, they're getting that NIL money too, mm-hmm. but they're not necessarily that number one guy somewhere. They're coming to be a part of something bigger.
Well, but yeah, I think there's some of that, but at the same time, you know, Juice Wells doesn't think he's less than Trey Harris, you know.
Right.
I mean, he probably thinks he's better than Trey Harris. So, you know, I think there's probably some of that, though, Gary. But they're recruiting some high-level guys. I mean, Juice Wells was all SEC. Kaleppo and Bulo were part of the best offensive line in America, you know.
But I do think, Gary, having a chance to win a national championship puts you in that spotlight week to week. And when you're in that spotlight, you make more money. And that's what it's all about.
Back with your text messages and more.
Imagine years of hard work and saving, and now you're worried about outliving your retirement savings. Paxton Farese and the Farese Group have over 20 years and a process working toward success, not stress, after retirement. To know how you can truly enjoy a level of comfort and security, talk to the Farese Group. Retirement should be stress-free, not stressful. The Farese Group, FariseGroup.com, offices in Oxford and Jackson. The Farese Group, your partner in retirement. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA and SIPC. Outback Steakhouse knows steak. Even better, the grills are always hot and ready for your favorites. There's nothing better than pairing a bold steak with a bloomin' onion and one of our signature cocktails. Drop in for a great lunch or dinner anytime for awesome food and a bloomin' good time. Either way, Outback has your back. Visit their locations in Tupelo, Hattiesburg, Meridian, South Haven, D'Iberville, and Flowood, Mississippi. Also serving Jackson and Cordova, Tennessee. Outback Steakhouse. Hey, Rebel fans, want to be more involved with Ole Miss? Well, join the Grove Collective, the exclusive Ole Miss NIL program. With the new name, image, and likeness law, Rebel fans now have the opportunities to support and elevate Ole Miss student athletes. And the Grove Collective has created a unified portal to amplify that support. As part of the Grove Collective, your support opens access to special events, fan experiences, merchandise, and marketing opportunities with student athletes. To find out more and to become part of the Grove Collective NIL program, visit thegrovecollective.com. Hottie Todd and go Rebs. Cannon Cleary McGraw is ranked Oxford's number one real estate firm because of fans like you. The agents of Cannon Cleary McGraw are true experts in their field, and it shows with hundreds of five-star reviews and unwavering commitment to their clients. Cannon Cleary McGraw experts specialize in game day condos, seasonal townhomes, and high-end single-family homes. If you are on the sidelines and ready to get in the game, give a Cannon Cleary McGraw agent a call today at 662-371-1000. Tilt the odds in your favor of getting what you want with the best service in Oxford at Cannon Cleary McGraw. McGraw Real Estate. Kemble Clinic Orthopedics, a national and international leader in musculoskeletal care, are the ones to trust when it comes to orthopedic needs, such as sports medicine, pediatrics, hip and knee, spine, shoulder and elbow, foot and ankle, hand and wrist, as well as cast and x-ray services, along with a physical therapy department. To make an appointment, call 901-759-3111 or schedule online now at www.campbellclinicoxford.com. They also offer a convenient weekly walk-in clinic Monday through Friday from 7:30 a.m. until 4 p.m. Kemble Clinic Oxford, located at 2608 South Lamar Boulevard.
More of the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors, coming up next.
All right, friends, text messages and then some injuries to get to in this portion. Then we'll go to Dallas with Jake Thompson. Let's get into some things. First of all, on this text message line at 662-426-1093 from the football world, have you heard of any newcomers looking particularly good in summer workouts? And then how about the new running backs?
Running backs look good. Henry Parrish is a good back. He proved that here, and he proved it in Miami for 2 years. And he's a fourth-year guy. I think he's going to do well. Mm-hmm. Ulysses Bentley is finally running now. He got the turf toe taken care of. That's part of the injury thing, I guess. And then Rashad Amos is the one I hear that they're very particularly impressed with, the 6'2", 235-pounder. Is he from Miami, Ohio? Is that where he's from?
I can't remember. I think he's been to a couple schools. But, you know, big thumper, big guy that can run. And he's more agile than what they originally thought. I mean, he moved well, but, you know, you're not able to go in pads right now. But just fluidity, you know, loose hips. He's much more, he can move better than they even anticipated.
What about the young guys, newcomers?
Well, you got, Cam Franklin obviously went through spring drills, so some of these guys are obviously going to have a leg up.
Right.
The guys that reported there. I've heard good things about William Eccles, raw out of Houston, Mississippi. The DB you were talking about earlier.
Traverius Banks.
Banks, yeah, he's looked really good. Didn't Banks go through spring drills?
Yes, he did.
I remember. Those mostly guys that were here during spring drills, but – it's they keep a tight lid on things over there in the IPF about what's going on in summer.
Well, plus kids that didn't go through spring and just got here in June, they're lost as you can possibly be.
Yeah.
It'll be late August before we know anything about how they're doing.
Yeah.
Couple of baseball questions. How many non-starters in baseball are back? And it appears that there are several position players in the portal. How many pitchers are expected to be brought in the portal?
Well, non-starters on the team, I don't know. I'd have to go through the roster. Maybe I can do that a little bit later on. Position players that were what now, Kerry? Would you?
They think we've done a good job in the portal in the position players, but do you
outfielder.
Know of any pitchers? And if so,
no,
how many?
I mean, the one they
McCausland.
They picked up one out of the portal. They picked up a JUCO pitcher this past week, and you know the rest they're really banking on those 5-6 guys: Hunter Elliott, Rivas, Nichols, Maddox, Spencer, and Mallets. Those guys right there, they're investing a lot of their NIL budget into bringing those guys back. And look, I mean, so far they haven't gone in the first 10 rounds.
Undrafted.
I think they're down 176,000 is now the slotted money, first pick of the 11th round. You know, they got a chance to make more money than that just staying here. So
some of them don't.
Right.
Some,
yeah. But certainly those top guys will. I mean, it was kind of a risky move, but so far it's really good. And it's kind of like that 16 class changed everything, right? And maybe this class right here can change it again.
Kenny Cleary McGraw, CCMOxford.com, for all of those text messages. Now, do we have any injuries we need to discuss?
Well, from baseball perspective, I've spoken about the last few weeks. Elliott looks great right now. Rivas is back on the mound pitching. He's already – so I don't know if he had a Hibbert surgery, but it would lead me to believe that he did, since usually you're about 9 months out before you start really throwing to where he is right now. So, you know, those two those are two of the guys we're talking about returning next year on the mound. So, that's it in baseball. Chucky.
Juice Wells is running. You know, he had off-season surgery and missed spring, but he's running now. Bentley's running after surgery back in January or February. And Princely, Umanamelin is the one that they're kind of holding their breath on. He's not ready to go yet, but the cross your fingers projection is he'll be ready to practice in August.
Do they? I don't think it's that deadly if they don't. How many real games do they play in September? Let's be honest. So, yeah. You know, as long as he can get by game three or four and get adjusted by the midseason, he'll be ready to go. In my eyes.
Yeah, I think so. That doesn't concern me that much. But we do need more depth at defensive end. I mean, he's,
yeah.
Luckily, Perkins,
they picked up Hardy.
Yeah, Perkins, Ivy, Hardy, DJ Holmes, Chamberlain Campbell. You know, Princely looks mighty big in that group.
How are some of those young DNs?
They're okay. Along? They're okay. I just don't think they're quite ready. Chamberlain is 6'7", but he only weighed about 210 pounds. He needs to be 240, 250. DJ, I think he's got a chance. He's got a chance. It's just taking a while to develop him.
What's his size?
I think he's about 6'2", 230. But real quick off the ball, he's got some ability.
What happened to that Jaden Dix, I believe his name, from Canada?
He's been hurt the whole time he's been here. I think he's still hurt.
Okay.
And then, you had DeSanto Rollins, and he sued Lane. So, you know, I think he's still
on O-line. Yeah, he definitely wasn't a rush in. But I was wondering about Jaden.
He's still on scholarship, I think.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Oxford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, OxfordOrtho.com with the Rebel Injury Report.
What's going to be interesting moving forward is how they're going to handle scholarships moving forward. I was with an athletic director last week of one of the SEC schools. He said he thinks they're going to raise it up to 100 and have no walk-ons. That's his guess.
So they're going to raise it before they were going to lower the numbers.
No, they're going. He thinks they're going to raise it because they're eliminating walk-ons.
Interesting.
Hmm.
That means you'll have to have more Title IX stuff, right?
Yeah, I would think so.
Yeah.
To match those numbers. All right, we'll come back with Jake Thompson of the Omaha Spirit next. I like coconuts. You can break them open and they smell like ladies. Lying in the sun.
Pretty much every dog lover knows our sweet pups are absolutely a member of the family. I know my Rosie sure is. And you wouldn't feed your spouse or partner or your kids just any old thing. What they're putting in their bodies matters. And it's not any different for man's best friend, and that's where Superfood Complete from Badlands Ranch comes in. Actor Katherine Heigl came up with Superfood Complete as the best way to make sure your dog gets all the nutrients and superfoods vital to their health. Badlands Ranch also supports the Jason DeBus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. My Rosie recently started on her Badlands Superfood diet, and let me tell you, we're never going back. It's fast and easy to prepare and serve, but even more, it's delicious, apparently. I haven't tried it myself, of course, but she can't seem to get enough. We've already ordered more. Go to BadlandsRanch.com/TOC. That's BadlandsRanch.com/TOC. And order right now to get up to 50% off your regular priced order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to BadlandsRanch.com/TOC today.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Never miss the game and never miss the party at the Library Sports Bar in Oxford. Grab a seat and a cocktail in the sports bar to watch the game on one of their many big screen TVs. Move on into the middle bar for some great live music Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. Enjoy a breeze, a beer, and a ball game out on their patio as well. Stop in for happy hour from 3 to 7 during the weekdays. Have a big old time at the biggest bar in town. Meet you at the Brary, the Library Sports Bar on South 11th in Oxford. Cannon Cleary McGraw is ranked Oxford's number one real estate firm because of fans like you. The agents of Cannon Cleary McGraw are true experts in their field, and it shows with hundreds of five-star reviews and unwavering commitment to their clients. Cannon Cleary McGraw experts specialize in game day condos, seasonal townhomes, and high-end single-family homes. If you are on the sidelines and ready to get in the game, give a Cannon Cleary McGraw agent a call today at 662-371-1000. Tilt the odds in your favor of getting what you want with the best service in Oxford at Cannon Cleary McGraw. Raw Real Estate. Roof leaks can disturb your relaxing weekend or put your business operations and assets in jeopardy. Riverland Roofing is a licensed, insured, and certified roofing contractor that offers clients quality solutions that suit their budget. As a certified GAF master contractor, Riverland can offer warranties that can last a lifetime, servicing five states, including Mississippi and Tennessee. Owned and operated by Ole Miss alumni, Riverland Roofing covers what matters most, home or business. Find out more at riverlandllc.com or call 844-901-ROOF. Make Lenora's in Oxford your go-to dinner play this season. Their daily ravioli is always amazing, and you cannot go wrong with the decadent crawfish mac and cheese. They have an excellent variety of seafood dishes, and their ribeyes and fillets are cooked to perfection every time. Have a taste of the weekend on Wine Wednesdays, too. Call for your reservation today at 662-236-1144. That's 236-1144. Located at 309 North Lamar, great food and great vibes. It's a winning combination. Hey, cheers, and see you at Lenora's.
At Cannon Motors of Mississippi, we serve thousands of customers since 1956. We understand that you're not just looking for a vehicle, you're looking for experience that will improve your life. That's why we're proud to offer a team you can trust. From sales to service, when you think car, think Cannon. Test drive a new Chevrolet Blazer or a new Chevrolet Trailblazer at Cannon Chevrolet of Oxford today. And remember, when the smoke clears, nobody beats a Cannon deal. Nobody. Together, let's drive.
Outback Steakhouse knows steak. Even better, the grills are always hot and ready for your favorites. There's nothing better than pairing a bold steak with a bloomin' onion and one of our signature cocktails. Drop in for a great lunch or dinner anytime for awesome food and a bloomin' good time. Either way, Outback has your back. Visit their locations in Tupelo, Hattiesburg, Meridian, Southaven, D'Iberville, and Flowood, Mississippi. Also serving Jackson and Cordova, Tennessee. Outback Steakhouse. Are you looking for a quality used car at a price fit for your budget? No Worries Automotive Group has locations in Batesville, Olive Branch, South Haven, and Memphis. No credit check, no driver's license, no worries. Every vehicle comes with a 30-month, 30,000-mile service contract. Let our friendly and knowledgeable sales staff help you find the car you deserve. Remember, we have locations in Batesville, Olive Branch, South Haven, and Memphis. Find us anytime, anywhere at NoWorriesCars.com.
Were you hurt in a car wreck or a passenger in a one-car accident? Call our trained professionals at the Maxwell Law Firm in Greenwood, Mississippi. Call 626-885-0529 and let your Mississippi Delta car wreck specialist at Maxwell Law Firm help you when you need it most. 626-885-0529, your Mississippi Delta car wreck specialist. 213 West Front Street, Greenwood, Mississippi. Hotty toddy and go Rebs.
Ole Miss football, basketball, baseball, and more are all right here on the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors.
The Parise Group is our partner in retirement. Nearly two decades of expertise helping retirees invest and distribute their savings. They give their clients unparalleled levels of service and deliver results. They have offices in Ridgeland, Oxford, Little Rock, Baton Rouge. Give them a call. It's toll-free, 1-877-327-3735. Jake Thompson, how is Dallas treating you?
Everything is bigger in Dallas, and today was the first big day of this, you know, media days. They brought out to Texas to welcome in the two newcomers, Oklahoma and the Sooner, or the Longhorns. And just wrapping it up, Ole Miss was in the afternoon session, so it made for a little bit longer day than the past couple of years.
Jake, the thing I gleaned the most from Lane Kiffin is that, you know, expectations are okay, blah, 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 but they mean nothing right now because there's a ton of work to do for the team, a ton of cohesiveness to start developing, and so – being in the top five doesn't mean much to him right now.
Yeah, no, he's following that Nick Saban trajectory of, you know, big expectations in July, you know, means nothing for anybody but everybody outside that program to read and to write and to say. And we're about, you know, they're about to close up that bubble for the next 4 months and or 5 months if they can, and see how it goes. But we, you know, the players, Dart Jackson, he acknowledged, you know, he said it's the most rat poison as he called it, he's had to kind of fend off in one whole day going through his first media days experience. But he also said it's fun. It's nice to know that there is that opinion of this team and that the reason they all came back and then the players who chose to come back and who they recruited to come here in the portal, it's paid off in terms of the optics are that this is a team that can compete and make a run deep in December.
You know, the guys on the panel like Jordan Rogers and I don't know the rest of them, but they said that they thought Carson Beck, Quinn Ewers, and Jackson Dart were absolutely legitimate Heisman Trophy candidates. And Jordan Rogers actually said that Dart was his pick.
Yeah, no, it's you know, obviously he's got to produce it once we get going here August 31st, but the odds makers have kind of taken notice, you know, as stuff shifts, even though mm-hmm. the season hadn't started, Dart's moved up. The odds for the in the Heisman poll or the odds I guess that you can bet on and getting closer to a more contender ish odds as it were still around the plus 10 or plus 12 but still up there. And yeah, Dart's getting tossed around with Carson Beck as equals, so to speak, in terms of those awards, and somebody that can rival Beck and others that are considered. And, you know, Ewers is also kind of that name that's there just because of the expectations for Texas. But, you know, this is, you know, it's kind of uncharted territory for Ole Miss, at least in a long time, to have all this kind of hype and not just they make the playoff and the national title, but have players that are individually viewed like we see every other kind of team have, you know, outside of Ole Miss. But if Dart's, he's wearing it proud, and he was excited to kind of talk about that and everything else. And I think it should be an exciting day for Ole Miss fans because I don't know there was much negative said about them throughout the day.
Yeah, you know, Jake, to me, there's been a lot of hoopla around this season. And in past years, Ole Miss fans and even people like myself and the media would be worried because there's so much hype around a team. And how many seasons, Chucky, have we seen in the past where a lot of build up and then they lay an egg that season? But, you know, this year it seems like Dart and the players, Trey Harris, all the other guys that I heard interview today, you know, they're not worried about the hype. They're not worried that, you know, things might not go as the fans hope. They think they're good. You know, they know that, you know, it's not one on paper, but they got a very good, quiet confidence about them.
Yeah, that was one thing when I talked to Dart down at the Manning camp just a couple weeks ago. He was speaking very confident, you know, with a lot of confidence and not running from that you know, if I'm not running from talking about that. And, you know, I asked him, you know, why do you have that? Because usually a lot of players would kind of be doing what Kiffin's doing and not trying to let that get into the spotlight, that kind of topic of conversation. And he said, you know, we embrace it. This is why people, you know, people aren't transferring from the schools they transferred to come here to not contend for national titles or, you know, not to be in the mix for one of the best in the country. So, you know, they're embracing it, but they're embracing it with, you know, a level headedness of experienced seasoned players that have been here in this game for a few years, and they seem to be handling it the right way. And they've got the right guys in the locker room, you know, with Trey Harris, Jared Ivey, and Dart among them, the three we saw today, that are keeping everybody kind of in between the ditches and the blinders on when they need to. But they're also, you know, kind of enjoying the fact that they're being, you know, kind of respected, and what maybe they weren't as respected as they thought they should have been at certain times last year or just over the course of this program's history. But this year they're the belle of the ball, and today they were.
What kind of interview is Trey Harris in a group setting? I mean, I know we've had him in the local media, but, you know, he's probably surrounded by 50 or so today.
Oh, no, yeah, you know, we got him, those of us who are here from the local beat, you know, everybody that's locally for your team that day, you get some one-on-one time or scrum setting privately before they get on the big stage that everybody else at home is watching on TV. So when we got Trey, I talked to him right after the Peach Bowl last year when he was one of the few they had in breakout sessions right after the game, and that was the most open and emotionally kind of, you know, vulnerable, I guess is the word, that I had seen him all season outside of those podium press conferences we get, you know, week in, week out, or, you know, after a game on Saturday. And today was more the same. He was loose, enjoying it, and just, you know, offering up his opinion about everything. It wasn't so much that he had heard, you know, as, you know, we all kind of think the players just start repeating what the coaches say in meetings and practice, and we're getting them right after practice, and that's in their head. But today, you know, Trey's a great one and a great representative, and was fun to talk to.
And we know Jared Ivey, based on the Ivy League, the podcast that we have at the Ole Miss Spirit, which I think might be the best podcast in the country. He's a natural with the microphone in front of him.
Yeah, no, he's great and very personable. He's always been personable, even in those settings that aren't so great, you know, at times for getting kind of open, honest answers. But apparently today they had him do a thing where he called a play, a Chad Kelly play, I guess, watch an old play, and had him call it like he was an announcer. I guess that was one of the fun odds and ends that they were, SEC Network was having these guys do at each of their little stops throughout the day. And he, you know, they said it's hard, but it was fun. They said I did a good job. So, you know, he's still eyeing that career after football, and it seems to still be staying in broadcast.
So it was Oklahoma, Texas, Ole Miss, South Carolina, just four today?
Today it was LSU, South Carolina, Ole Miss, and then Vandy. Wrapped it up. Oklahoma,
I thought you said Oklahoma. Okay. Did you learn anything from LSU?
You know, everybody kind of talked about how Brian Kelly's use or not use or misuse, however you want to view it, of Harold Perkins throughout last year, and maybe that kind of helped, you know, in Ole Miss's offensive scheme because he was out of position at times for what he's really effective at. It seems that Brian Kelly had listened to all that from the non-fans and the LSU fans and in between, and that they seem to have a really strong plan for how to use Harold Perkins or just kind of let him, you know, use him to the best of his abilities. That was kind of the key topic player-wise for LSU, and obviously as LSU it always is try to get back into that national title conversation that you know, they haven't really been in. And he also kind of, at one time, I think in a different room, harped on how that Ole Miss game changed the trajectory of their season, kept them out of some of their goals with that loss and what it did to them and their approach the rest of the year. So how it came across, like how Ole Miss has viewed that Georgia loss and what it caused them to look in the mirror and do and make changes, that the LSU viewed their loss to Ole Miss in the same vein.
Yeah, and I think Bo Davis, the hiring of him there from Texas, was monster for that program. Wherever he goes, that defensive line is really, really salty. And as you know, last year, LSU's biggest kryptonite was stopping the run and getting after the passer. And, you know, Bo Davis is going to change that in a hurry. So defensively, I look for LSU to be really marked improvement. Jake, I guess it wouldn't be at SEC Media Days without at least a clickbait or two questioning today's with Ole Miss was obviously Deion Smith. Kind of share what Lane said about that.
Yeah, you know, he was just asked by another guy, did he expect to have Deion available at the start of camp, was how the question was phrased. And Kiffin had said something earlier just about not being a big expectations guy or believing on hanging your hat on those. And he followed it up with Samson saying, I think I said earlier, I'm not big on expectations, and kind of gave a little smirk. Or, you know, you could, for those in the room, it could probably have been read 800 different ways, but said that, and that's what I'm going to say, and kind of said I'm going to say that to get me out of an actual answer, I guess. But so I know there's all, you know, this, that, and we've all heard things, and other people say they've heard things, but it was another kind of vague, leave it, choose your own adventure type answer from Kiffin when it came to Deion Smith.
And I don't think he was fibbing or holding anything back of it. You don't know until he finishes the classes, right? And he's still got to finish his classes. So, I mean, he really doesn't know if he's going to be there for fall camp or yet or not. But I'm sure he doesn't want to, you know, give out any information to help the opponents this season as well, Chucky.
But, you know, this Deion Smith thing, I'm not saying I'm losing confidence as he's going to be here. But he was supposed to be here in May. Then he was supposed to be here in July. And now he's supposed to be here in August.
Yeah.
You know, and
fall camps in 2 weeks. I mean, yeah. I think it starts around the end of July. Since
I mean, it's got some Ronte Langs and Larrick Womack markings going right now, you know, and hopefully it doesn't turn into that kind of fiasco.
Yeah, I talked to a source, I think, yesterday, and they said the end of next week is when he'll be finished with the classes. So whatever date that is, what are we on the
15th? Yeah, I heard that at the end of May, and I heard that at the end of June, and I heard that now at the end of July. But, you know.
It shouldn't even be coming down to this, though. You don't even hear about Graves being an issue ever anymore. I mean, you know, when I was covering recruiting, I mean, you know, a third of your class would be reporting on the last day or late in the periods, summer. And now, I mean, you don't even hear about a kid for any other school. It's just a shame it's coming down to this.
Jake, how many media members were there? Was it as big a turnout as Birmingham?
Oh, yeah, no, it's, you know, today, you know, overall it was, you know, a large contingency. I mean, it's in a big ballroom here at the Omni. And I think when I got here a little after 8:15, you know, most of that middle section that you were probably seeing all day long on TV was already full of people kind of claiming their seat and their spot for the day. And it's a large group, and I'm sure it's only going to get larger because those big names that draw the media haven't even started yet.
Jake, I'm sure Chucky put you in a 5-star hotel, gave you a $500 budget to eat and drink and go play some golf on, right?
Oh, yeah, no, I got the caviar and the champagne on ice in my penthouse. I'm going to hang out there, heading across downtown to it now.
Get the suite. So what was your number one take of the day, Jake?
That, you know, for Ole Miss, you know, confidence is there, but it's cautious optimism. And it's not like the, you know, as Chuck and you and I have known experience and as following Ole Miss, it's not that I'm afraid to believe that Ole Miss fans kind of get into it. I think they know the pieces are there, but just like Lane said last year at this time, you know, you got all new players, you know, with this transfer portal, you got to get them to mesh, and you can say all you want on July the 15th, but until you put the ball down on August 31st and then they start meshing, you don't know what you're going to have. And I think that's the same approach he's taking this year.
Jake, what are the media members not from Mississippi? What is their real honest opinion? This Ole Miss team, they're like, you know, I'm hearing all the hoopla, but it is Ole Miss, you know, never been Atlanta. Or are they really giving credit and say, like, this Ole Miss team's for real?
No, that's, you know, the question I get from a few that I know that just have covered other teams and are not all completely under the microscope of Ole Miss is, you know, if they're kind of impressed at what Kiffin's done. And I think retaining the players that they retained or the ones that could have left but chose to come back, I think that's the one thing that caught everybody's attention, and because everybody knows Kiffin's going to make a splash in the portal. But the big question all day was how, and Kiffin even brought it up, is we've got great players that came in the portal, but they're being mixed with guys that are great that I already know how they are that have come back. So it's, you know, that's why I think there's that cautious confidence and optimism, is he knows what he's got, but he's got to put it all together, especially because, you know, they took spring so light. So I think that's what everybody's like. They're seeing what Lane has saw and what we've seen close up, but we just got to, we're all kind of holding our breath until we get to those first few weeks.
Jake, over and under on how many players you expect Ole Miss to be on the, I guess, the coaches they vote right after. Or, no, it's the media, don't they, on the preseason?
Yeah, yeah.
Is it two or three teams?
Thursday, and I would be shocked if it's not. I don't know, I'm bad at this stuff because I'm trying to picture it in my head, but I'd say between 5 and 10, and it's probably more than that because, like I said, I'm bad at that. But it's going to be a heavy Ole Miss, I think, this year, up and down on all
two
teams.
Is it three or two teams on the media?
I think they do a three, but
I'm going to say 12 or more. Three teams.
And I honestly, I don't know if it'll happen because I think they do this preseason award guesses too, and I wouldn't be shocked if Lane got some Coach of the Year votes. I don't know if he won't top it, I don't think, but I think that's also in the mix. We talked about Dart and stuff, but I think Lane's going to get some individual praise as well.
Thank you.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate
you, Jake.
You.
As always.
Have a good time out there.
Have fun on that pizza budget from Chuck.
Oh, yeah. Champagne on the way. Talk to you all later.
All right, buddy.
Jake Thompson, Ole Miss Spirit, with us. We'll come back. We'll finish up another show.
Way over town. That's good to me. Oh, yeah. I don't know she's all right. I don't know she's all right. She's all right. She's all right.
Rebel fans, do you have real estate questions? Coldwell Banker Signature agents have the answers. Whether you're buying or selling, let the agents at Coldwell Banker Signature give you the home field advantage. Start your search now, www.oxford38655.com, or call them directly at 662-50-38655. Also, if you're thinking about a career in real estate, give Martin a call at 662-50-38655 to learn about the opportunities available. Find your home with Coldwell Banker Signature today.
Never miss the game and never miss the party at the Library Sports Bar in Oxford. Grab a seat and a cocktail in the sports bar to watch the game on one of their many big screen TVs. Move on into the middle bar for some great live music Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. Enjoy a breeze, a beer, and a ball game out on their patio as well. Stop in for happy hour from 3 to 7 during the weekdays. Have a big old time at the biggest bar in town. Meet you at the Brary, the Library Sports Bar on South 11th in Oxford.
At Philly Finance, we are an installment loans financial institution that is here to fit most budgets. We make sure that our customers, like you, have the best service and treat you like family. We don't base our loans off your credit score. We base it off your credit history. You can reach us at 601-650-9555 and do a phone application or come by our store in Philadelphia. You can also follow us on Facebook at Philly Finance. Remember, call 601-650-9555 and let us help meet your financial needs.
Are you looking for a quality used car at a price fit for your budget? No Worries Automotive Group has locations in Batesville, Olive Branch, South Haven, and Memphis. No credit check, no driver's license, no worries. Every vehicle comes with a 30-month, 30,000-mile service contract. Let our friendly and knowledgeable sales staff help you find the car you deserve. Remember, we have locations in Batesville, Olive Branch, South Haven, and Memphis. Find us anytime, anywhere at noworriescars.com.
With over 40 years of combined experience, the Tom Smith Land and Homes team, serving the Cleveland, Mississippi area, is committed to achieving the best results for buyers and sellers. Their knowledge and expertise about agricultural, hunting, and recreational lands is highly known and respected throughout the state. With Tom Smith Land and Homes, you can expect more and get more return on your real estate investment.
Contact Tom Smith Land and Homes today at 662-441-2500.
Looking for the right place to get your game day colors? Rebel Rags has the largest selection of Ole Miss merchandise anywhere, including football jerseys in every size and color. Come grab them while supplies last. Rebel Rags also has game day polos, sideline gear, tailgate items, and more. Famous name brands like Nike, Under Armour, Columbia, Drake, Coliseum, Champion, and Comfort Color T-shirts. Check out Rebel Rags' new entrance off Jackson Avenue with plenty of parking, or shop online at rebelrags.net. Rebel Rags, owned and operated by Rebel fans for Rebel fans. Sell them, Molly.
Rebel Rags, anything, everything, Miss.
More of the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors, coming up next.
Time to close things down here on the Cannon Motors Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline, and we'll give you some Ole Miss and SEC news brought to you by Van Atkins Jewelers, South's leader in estate jewelry and diamond solitaires, as Chuck always says. You know she's worth it. Well, we've been talking about most of the Ole Miss news, obviously, with SEC Media Days. But baseball does have the draft going on, and so for the SEC, 54 players so far have been drafted in the first 10 rounds. For Ole Miss, 260th overall was Jackson Ross in the ninth round to the Nationals. And, of course, Slade Caldwell did go in the first round, 29th overall, to the Diamondbacks.
Yeah, just tells you where the program's been the last couple of years, right? They're getting 9 to 12 picks yearly for many, many years. And, you know, they're at one right now. I'm not including the signees, just the players.
Right.
So, you know, I meant everybody, I've been saying it from day one, Bianco didn't know how to quit, you know, knowing how to coach baseball or forget the game or get amnesia or dementia or anything else. He's just, the talent's just been down, and that's evident.
Rounds 11 through 20 starting at 1 o'clock tomorrow. Let's do the Red and Blue Chips recruiting segment brought to you by the Grove Collective. NIL opportunities for Ole Miss student-athletes in today's NIL marketplace.
Yeah, you know, Kalen Deard, the number one running back, you know, at Quitman, Mississippi, decommitted last week. But looks like Chattanooga, Tennessee, Baylor four-star running back, Shakia Mills-Knight, another big guy, Chuck. He's 6'2", 220. He's down to Alabama, Auburn, Michigan, Missouri, Ole Miss, Ohio State, Tennessee, and Miami, and he's taking officials to all those schools but Missouri. He said recently on On3 Sports he's nearing a decision. My sources tell me it's expected to be Ole Miss. That will come before the football season. Some baseball commitments. Ole Miss added Pearl River right-handed pitcher J.P. Robertson Tuesday night. This past Tuesday on the mound, struck out 79 of 63 innings, posted a 3.14 ERA, and had a 1.22 whip in 2024. Ole Miss added 2025 high school pitcher Noah Allen today. The Georgia native, 6'7", 205, and is one of the top pitchers in the country. Big get there. And then Kentucky catcher Austin Frawley committed Ole Miss last Tuesday as well. The redshirt freshman from West Palm Beach was, you know, there at Kentucky, played in just 10 games, hit a couple home runs, a double, and five runs, batted in. Good to get some depth there as well. Austin joins a trio of outfielders, a shortstop, and a right-handed pitcher so far in the portal for the Ole Miss Rebels.
And we'll get the good, the bad, and the ugly brought to you by Riverland Roofing, your locally owned roofing firm. Inspections, new roofs, maintenance programs, they've got you covered, home and business. They're certified GAF Master Elite contractors, and they can offer warranties that last a lifetime. Call them or text 644-4297 or go to the website, riverlandroofing.com.
Well, the good Rebel baseball team starting to piece together nicely, with the latest positive being shortstop Owen Pano deciding to forego the draft and attend Ole Miss. He is a huge foundation piece for the team. Very similar, I think, to Greg Kessinger in 2016, who's now in the bigs with Houston. The portal's been pretty good, too, so far. More pieces are needed, and word on Xavier Rivas and Hunter Elliott has us on the edge of our seats. But Rebel baseball is better now than it was a month ago, I believe, and that's a good thing. This is not bad, but sad. Monty Kiffin, father of Lane and Chris Kiffin, passed away last week at the age of 84. The legendary professional coach who earned a Super Bowl ring and also had two national titles as Nebraska's defensive coordinator has been going downhill for the last 12 to 18 months. A fine fellow. RIP, coach. You were a good one. Probably a great one.
Yeah, one of the true legends of the game. And, you know, you look at Lane having to go to the media days just days after his dad passed away. We all know how important Monty was to Lane. So, you know, kudos for Lane seeing it through. He could have probably just said, hey, I'm, you know, I got to deal with funerals and stuff like that. But he showed up for the SEC media days, answered a lot of questions about him, and he'll be missed. Monty welcomed me with open arms as soon as he got to Ole Miss, and I was a nobody, so, you know, really good dude, good down-to-earth guy, good positive influence for Lane.
Sam, I told him I hosted a show, this has been 20 years ago, and it was on the Atlantic Coast Conference, and my co-host, Stan Parrish, was the quarterback coach when the Buccaneers won the Super Bowl.
Oh.
And so that was the first thing I walked up to him, and we talked forever.
Yeah.
Like he has known me forever.
I know.
And it was just your same way. He just welcomed you, made you feel at home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, he's big personality. Just a fine man.
Sure do hate he didn't get to see this season coming up, too.
I know.
That kind of gnaws at you. But I'm sure the team will have a rallying cry for him as well.
I talked to one of his caretakers not too long ago, though, and he said, Chuck, he's just going downhill. He's not going to make it much longer. And I'm like you. I think this would have been possibly Lane's shining light this year.
Yep.
But that's the way it goes sometimes.
Yep. And Jake, if you're still listening, I'll Venmo you some money if you can't order anything outside a small single top pizza there from that $5.99 pizza they serve in Dallas.
Well, when are you going to pay me what I'm worth?
The same thing you used to pay me.
Okay, then. All right.
Hey, I'm looking forward to it. I think the rest of the SEC media days is going to be really good. I'm interested in Tennessee. I think Tennessee could quietly be a sleeper out of the SEC this year. I want to see how the media reacts with them.
Please pay Chuck. We don't need him to get in the portal. We need him to stay right here.
No, Chucky's with me for life. He knows that.
All right, we're done for the night.
Hotty toddy.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.